Hey, Cole.
What up?
Turn the SEC mixtape, man.
You talking about Bonzo Show?
Yeah. See what they talking about real quick on these games.
All right, here we go. 4th and 18 for the Tigers. Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield, just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis got it on the reflection. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score.
SEC Mixtapes, hosted by Bonzo,
the realest coverage in the style.
Yeah. Welcome to SEC Mixtape, sports fan. We're in the middle of bowl season. Bowl season has begun. So we're going to talk a little football today. You know, we have a lot going on. We can actually talk a little basketball. Some things going on in the conference as well with basketball. But, you know, while the pigskin is still being played, we're going to definitely talk a little bit more about football today. So let's get it started. I have G. Willis.
I'm present.
G. Willis, you with me?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
What's going on, G. Willis?
Man, I'm trying to find my theme song for the night, man. I just I had an epiphany.
Your theme song for the night? I tell you what, G, you give me a request and I'm going to pump it up for you. What's your request?
I got to look it up first, man. I'm you know, I'm not as young as I used to be. So I have to
you know
look
what?
Up
hey,
what
G,
the actual.
You had one. You had one not too long ago. You had one not too long ago, man. It was Everyone Want to Be Down with the Sound. You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that game?
Down with the Sound.
Everybody want to be down with the Sound.
That's my theme song, man. That's my theme song.
Well, man, you know what, man? I'm going to pump it up for you today. That's Deuce Comrades, by the way. All my Montgomery people, everybody know who Deuce Comrades are. They know the group. Everybody from the Gump and that area. So I'm about to pump it up today. Because G. Willis got some things he want to tell y'all today.
I do.
All right, there. Everywhere they go.
Yeah, you silly, man.
Everybody want to be down from cloud. All right.
You silly. Real silly.
So there we go with the Deuce Comrade. I had to pump that up for my boy Billy Bad before we jump right in. Hey, Billy Bad. Billy Bad, where you at? You here? Billy Bad ain't here yet, y'all. He going to join us here in a little bit. But me and G. Willis going to jump right in after that little everybody want to be down with the South introduction. Hey, G. Willis.
Wow.
Yes, I'm going to ask you the most important question. Are you done Christmas shopping?
No.
Are you done?
No.
Okay. You know what? I'm not going to incriminate you here. So I'm not going to dig any deeper. I'm not going to dig any deeper in that. But in honor of the Christmas holidays, we're going to talk a little bit about every SEC team. Every SEC team,
you
got Billy Bad coming on right here. Billy Bad, what's going on?
Hey, Billy,
we was just jumping into things. It's the Christmas holidays. So in honor of Christmas, what we're going to do is we're going to go down all the SEC teams, and we're going to say what they need for Christmas. Okay. So, uh-oh, I ain't going to lie. Hey, Billy Bad.
Yo.
All right, first up, we're going to do LSU. As far as football goes, what should LSU be asking for Christmas? What does LSU need?
Man, they kind of got everything, man. Them kids, they got everything. They don't need nothing.
So LSU doesn't need anything for Christmas? have my hands in the air. I know what LSU needs for Christmas.
What, a quarterback?
That's right. LSU needs a quarterback for Christmas. LSU needs a quarterback. They need a quarterback.
Well,
they got
Lowell back. Narcisse? How you pronounce it?
I don't think so.
Okay. You don't think they need a quarterback?
Then they had the other kid, the four-star kid who recommitted. What was his name?
Is it Miles Green? Something like that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. They got four or five-star quarterbacks. So they good, man. They got what they want.
That's right.
Hey, I think they got freshmen. Everything, though.
So
they're
freshmen. Okay, so LSU doesn't need anything.
Now, since we're touching on that, check this out. I read on Twitter. You know, I'm big on Twitter these days. Billy, did you read? They say Mississippi State needs to try to find a quarterback. I thought that was funny. Did you read anything about that?
You know what? I haven't read that, but I really don't understand that.
I don't understand that at all. I don't understand that one at all.
I don't either. Okay, we'll move from LSU. What does Arkansas need for Christmas? What's the Arkansas
mascot
for?
A mascot, a coach, a new catchphrase.
Identity.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Pig Sue Wee. One day they want to
smash mouth. The other day they want to spread. They got the quarterback, man. I mean, I don't know what they're doing. You know, I think.
So you said they need an
identity.
I mean, are they Wisconsin? I mean, who are they? I mean, they want to be like Wisconsin one day. I mean, come on, man, give us a break.
He says LSU needs an identity. I'm sorry, Arkansas needs an identity for Christmas.
Dude,
okay,
I think they got everything, man. But they just don't. It just seems like they do. They switch up too much.
Okay, let's move on to the next team. What does Missouri need for Christmas? What does Missouri need for Christmas?
They need to move to the Big 12. That's what they need to do.
Who
are they?
They need to change locations. Get out of here.
Hey, like I do all the time.
Hey,
this is about to be a good show.
To be a good show, I can tell you. I can tell y'all right now this is about to be a great show.
Give me one player on Missouri right now. Give me one player.
Chris Bryant.
Okay, I'm not going to be a dork, so I'm not going to blurt in. But Mizzou.
Now, we're talking
Mizzou
about
does
normal guys.
Listen, you know,
normal
okay.
guys. I mean, Missouri's trash. I mean, they're trash.
Hey, man. Okay, well, let's move on to the next team. We're going to move since Missouri won it twice in a row. Since Missouri won the SEC East twice in a row, let's move to the next team who's been winning.
Who's in the East? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk out of turn.
What does Florida, what does the University of Florida need for Christmas? Florida, football.
They need their coach back.
Are you talking about Urban?
They need Spurrier back.
They need Spurrier?
Let's go on. We can't get Urban back. They can't get Urban back, but Spurrier's down there. Let's just go ahead and put the sun visor back on him, and let's get going. I know a lot of fans that would be excited to hear from that, to see that.
I personally think Florida just needs an offense. They need an entire offense. Offensively, Florida has not been up to par the last – well, honestly, since Urban Meyer left, Florida hasn't been up to par offensively. Will Muschamp couldn't get anything offensively
going. I'm not going to let you bash. That's my job. That's my job. So chill out on Billy Will Muschamp.
Hey, Billy, what do you think Florida needs for Christmas?
I think they just need a quarterback. I think all the other pieces are in place. They got a young running back in P. Ryan that did good this year. They got a good young offensive line. I don't know if the two cornerbacks is coming back, but they always have those. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think the defense will be in place.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
I got a lot of questions coming up that Bill's not going to like. I think they'll win the East, though.
Who's in the East, by the way? Florida, next year.
Hell. I mean, if Tennessee do what they did this year.
You mean when they do what they did this year?
Yeah. All they have to beat is Georgia, so I think they win the East.
Well, I think Georgia, I know we've got to touch on that. I think Georgia will be much better this year with all of their running backs coming back. Matter, not just all their running backs. They had a significant group of guys that were subject. Well, I think we thought they were going to leave. I probably would have left in that situation, but they're coming back next year. Georgia, I mean,
so,
what the –
Okay, so let's go ahead and get Georgia. What does Georgia need for Christmas?
They need a do-over. They need to bring Mark Rick back. can they call him and say, hey, man, my bad.
Can't do that.
I don't know what we were thinking, man. I mean, we listed Chris Brown. The grass was green on the other side, all this stuff, man. He got us messed up, man. We weren't thinking right. Y'all writing this down so y'all can send it to him? It's not going to work. Okay. Yeah, they need a do-over, man. They need a do-over.
I don't think it's going to work. I don't think Miami going to switch with that.
I don't either. I agree. Okay. Well, that's about all the teams in the East. Did I miss anybody in the East? I did, and I did it purposely.
South Carolina.
Hey, G. Willie, what does South Carolina need for Christmas?
They need some C4. They need some C4. They needed to blow up everything they've ever done and just start over. Can you do that? The only thing that they have done that's setting the trend now in college and NFL football right now is they had one of the first athletes who really set out and didn't play because he knew he was going to the league, which seems to be the trend. We're talking about Clowney. Mm-hmm. Clowney was one of the first to do it. Now you got everybody saying, "Hey, I got these $40 million legs. I gotta protect them."
I'm sure we'll touch on that later.
Hey, let's move on past that. When Clowney
went, they were $68 million legs.
Oh, hey, that's okay. Right. Okay, they were on up there now. Get it right. But my personal opinion on South Carolina. Is South Carolina's going to be in an awkward position for a while, being that they just really reached their peak under Spurrier. South Carolina peaked out under Spurrier. They got about as high as they could ever get, or high as you can expect that program to get, and nowhere else to go but down. I mean, and that sounds horrible, but it's true. I mean, South Carolina, they're in a very tough conference. Not only that, but they share a state with Clemson. They're bottom feeders of the SEC, and they share a state with Clemson. So, things going to be rough for a while until that shape. Go ahead.
Bones up. I'm going to do something that you're not used to.
Do it.
I'm going to agree with you on that 100%.
Oh, wow. Merry Christmas to me. Merry Christmas to me. That's what I need for Christmas. I need to agree with you. I'm all right now. They cannot
win the war in their own state, so.
It's rough. It is rough. So let's move on to the SEC. Let's get some schools in the West. In the SEC West. Well, you know what? We forgot one. I'm sorry. Kentucky. Now.
Nope. We didn't forget. Let's move on to the West. So, Alabama.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Kentucky doesn't get anything for Christmas. Hey, Kentucky got their Christmas gift when they beat Louisville. Let me give y'all
your Christmas gift for the year. I sing this song to my kids every year, and I'm singing this to Kentucky. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Cause I ain't been nothing but bad, Billy Bad.
Man, Kentucky did beat Louisville. It took Louisville out, man. That's an early Christmas gift to those guys. That's like the biggest thing that could have possibly happened to Kentucky's football program this year. Kentucky's not going to win the SEC East. Well, you know what? I take that back. Missouri won.
You better take it back.
At one point this year, they were in the running. They were in the running to win this year.
I wouldn't agree with that.
What were you saying, Billy? I know he cut you off. Go ahead, Billy.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, I wouldn't just put them out in the passenger to dry. You know,
I wouldn't either.
The only thing Kentucky does is beat teams they're not supposed to beat, and then they go on about the miserable way. They beat Auburn a couple of times when they weren't supposed to beat them. I mean, they beat Louisville this year. I mean, they'll play ball every now and then, but at the end of the day, they're still Kentucky. And what's the only thing you remember about Kentucky? Basketball.
Basketball and Bear Bryant. Bear Bryant beat Kentucky. That's about all.
So much to talk about in the West.
Well, during the time that G's talking about, I remember Hal Mumme. And that was a lot closer than when Bear Bryant was there. And I remember Tim Couch. I remember Cobb that played at Green Bay right now that put up numbers.
Jared Lorenzen.
Yeah.
Hey, Randall Cobb was a ball.
Don't just discount.
That's right.
Well, no, they're still putting out good. You're going to get recruits because you're in the SEC, period, because they want that exposure.
Vanderbilt puts out recruits.
Kids are going to come to your school, and they want to get exposed. So, yeah, you're going to see that. But at the end of the day, that's my favorite phrase. At the end of the day, you're still Kentucky. I mean, you can beat you're in danger of losing to Middle Tennessee State every year.
Well,
when you play Kentucky.
And this is going to sound strange about Kentucky, but Kentucky plays Georgia Tech in the Tax Slayer Bowl. If Kentucky beats Georgia Tech in the Tax Slayer Bowl, and if Bama does what Billy says that he thinks they're going to do, Kentucky will be the only school in the SEC who went undefeated against the ACC this year. If Kentucky beats Georgia Tech, because they beat Louisville. Kentucky took out Louisville. A lot of people, that was pretty impressive. That was a big deal. That was a very big deal. So if they get up and they take care of Georgia Tech, Tennessee did beat Virginia Tech. They beat Virginia Tech, but who does Tennessee play in the bowl game?
I don't know.
What are they in the bowl, Manager Bowl or the BFI Bowl?
I'm gonna pull it up real quick because I think UT has a pretty interesting game. Let's see.
Don't let me forget, guys. I had a caller that called me before we started the show. And I have three questions to ask. And Billy's not going to like it. But we'll wait until we get to that segment of the show. But don't let me – it's about Auburn. So I know, Billy, I know you hate it. But we'll get to it when we get to Auburn. But let's go ahead and move past Kentucky, guys. That's beating the dead horse.
Okay, let's go to Vandy.
I know you guys are getting
into it. What is Vandy?
Vandy's
beating dead horses.
Hey. Vandy's, they're thanking Santa Claus for sending them Derek Mason. That's what they're doing. They're smart enough to keep hiring a coach that's a thinker who eventually gets them at least to a bowl game. That's what they're thanking Santa Claus for, their lucky draws.
I can respect that. I can respect that, man. But they're about to – they need to figure out a way they can get that linebacker to stay one more year. That's what they should be doing for Christmas.
Hey, I'm trying to get him on to the show, guys. I spoke with his brother. We're talking about Zach Cunningham. Fred yeah. Cunningham, who lives in Birmingham. They're a pretty close-knit family. I'm not going to give out any family secrets because he didn't give me any, for one. But I will say this. We've been talking about this all night. If that was your son, we're talking about the leading tackler in the SEC, would you tell him to stay? Matter of fact, he's a senior. He's a senior this year.
Yeah, he's gone.
I'll give him a say, yeah. He's a senior.
Yeah, they can't keep him anyway, so he's gone.
Yep.
Yeah, so they're already.
All right,
let's
move to the SEC West when it comes to these Christmas gifts, man. What do you think, Texas A&M?
Whew. They don't care anything about Santa Claus this year. They went to see Oz. They want consistency. They went for some consistency. And that's what they want. They started.
And you know what?
Hot and what's that?
My answer was about the same, except my definition of consistency. What defines consistency to me when it comes to football is depth. Is depth. Now, it seems that Texas A&M just lacks depth. They've lacked depth for a long time. You always talk about only, you know, one or two players on their team. I remember in Johnny Manziel, the only thing we talked about was Johnny Manziel and Mike Evans. You know, no one really can speak much of what's going on in defensively there those years or what went on defensively there for years. So it just seems like they always have depth problems, depth issues on defense. They always have some good receivers, a good quarterback, but they just need some defensive depth, man. Defensive depth is what my wish would be if I was Texas A&M. What about you, Billy?
Wow.
I would say that they have it.
Offensive coaches is going to go after offensive players, man. That's what he does. Stockpile that wide receiver. He stockpile that quarterback. Transferred, but they still came in. He has running back. He always put a left offensive tackle in the league every year. That's just what offensive coaches do. And I think they need courage. When it comes to Christmas,
so they definitely need to see Oz again. They gotta go Oz.
They need courage because they're always undefeated when they play Alabama, and then after that, they just fall apart.
Yeah, they lost the game. They were not. Man, Mississippi State went in there and whooped them with their own club. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whooped them with their own club.
Not before Alabama, though.
Well, that don't count. I mean, that's Alabama.
Okay.
That's a shame that we talk.
It's three teams like that.
All right, let's go to the next school, man. Who we got?
Hey, man. Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Oh, man.
What
you know,
Auburn,
I like to choke them, but Auburn.
What does Auburn need for Christmas?
Well, can I ask for two or three? I mean, because
whole Christmas list. Hey, G. Willis, when I thought about this topic, I said I can't wait for G. Willis to answer the question about Auburn. So,
go ahead. First of all, let's start on coaching. We definitely need a coach or parts of what a coach is supposed to do. So we're going to say head coach because, you know, we like some stuff that Malzahn. He's a great recruiter. We like him when it comes to that. But I had a serious question asked to me tonight before we got on here, and that's why can't Malzahn bring in a top quarterback on his own other than somebody just given to him by Art Briles or something like that, or his dad, your dad dealing him off on the internet like Cam Newton's dad did. But we're talking about a real five-star quarterback that he could bring in and develop on his own. Why can't he do that? Why can't we not right now beat Georgia when it comes to recruiting? Why is everybody taking our recruits? Because the way the caller feels, we're not recruiting the way we once did. Georgia's killing us right now. This is what he said. That was one more. If you could call in, because I can't remember the last one you said, but that was his two big deals was with Auburn and coaching. And of course, the biggest one is, when we'll get on that after we deal with the Christmas list, is Kerryon Johnson. I got beat up on this one today. I got beat up pretty bad about Kerryon Johnson. But I'll go into that later, this like I say, after the break. But go ahead, what you got, Billy?
Damn, that was a Christmas list?
Hey, man, I was...
All the other schools, you just had one other thing to say. I mean, so your Christmas list for Auburn was coaching, right? Or recruiting. Which one was it?
Say what again? My little girl was talking to me. I'm sorry.
Your Christmas list? What was your Christmas list for Auburn? Because you was all over the place. You was asking Santa Claus all kinds.
Hey, I got – now, I'm going to tell you something. I get emotional. Now, when I get emotional, I'm all over the place. So you have to forgive me.
Well, you got to stick by it. You got to stick by it.
So
journalism.
This
is drunk
journalism
at the barbershop. You got to stick by it.
Well, all right. Let me get refocused, Billy. What I'm going to ask for is we need focus at Auburn.
That's all you need.
That's all we need is focus. We need to focus on developing players, recruiting, and everything else, but focus.
That ain't focus. That's not focus.
That's what I said it was. Now, Billy, you ain't going to tell me how I feel now. You're not going to tell me
how I feel. That is not focus.
Okay,
but
Billy,
anyway,
what do you think Auburn needs?
Like I told you guys plenty of times, I think he should be recruiting in the defensive line area because you got two guys that's going to the pro. All right, you said you was running a 12-man option or going back and forth, but I think you need some more studs there with Coward and the rest of those guys to stack up that defensive line there. I think everything else on defense is solid. I really do. I like the the right corner, Davis, if that's his name.
Mm-hmm. Marlon,
you're only gonna have him for 3 years. He's a lockdown corner, and he's tremendously fast, and he just got makeup speed to burn. His safety is coming along, and you got wide receivers, you got backs in that scheme that he runs, you got 9 quarterbacks. So all I say is the defensive line.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, how many quarterbacks we got, man?
At least 9, I counted this year, and you got one coming in.
You a legitimate hater, man. You know that, man? You a legitimate hater.
Well,
you a five-star hater. You can jump
with
you can stand out.
With a stud being registered.
Hey, he said a five-star hater. Wow. Wow.
With a stud being
honestly, this is what I think Auburn needs for Christmas. Auburn needs a win. As crazy as this sounds, Auburn needs a win against Oklahoma and to go ahead and get on the next season.
We're talking about an exhibition game.
Shoot me out. Just hear me out.
Why
just
even suit up for it? It's an exhibition game, man.
If Auburn beats Oklahoma, Auburn will actually end the season being in the top 10.
And that means what?
Honestly, to me,
will you remember that? Will you remember that next year? Will you remember that next year?
Hey, Bonzo, tell him it's Gus Malzahn and Sinis.
Hey, look, he will get in the Senate for winning the Sugar Bowl, but this is what I believe. I believe that Auburn needs that win going into the season for next year. Auburn has to get away from this season. This season needs to be over. I feel like Gus Malzahn will look back at this season and frown upon it a lot worse than he frowned upon the season last year, the 2015 season. Because a lot of the stuff last year could be attributed to, let's say, bad quarterback play or whatever you want to call it. But this year, 3 of Auburn's 4 losses was all coaching. It was all coaching. It was. They shouldn't have lost to Georgia. That was all coaching. Against Clemson, Petway never received the ball. That was all coaching.
Bonzo, I don't agree.
Against what?
It was coaching against Georgia with? when Sean White was in the game hurt. Was that coaching?
That's coaching. Why was he in the game?
Who else? Why
was
he in the game?
It would go. Every coach lost because of coaching at some point. Good great. Come
on. I feel like that was total coaching. No, we're not talking about just coaching. We're talking about a quarterback in the game.
We're talking about a quarterback.
I just think they
Bonzo.
Need to get out of the season.
Bonzo.
Go ahead.
What you want for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
What you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas?
That was the question. What you want for Auburn for Christmas? That's all.
I said it. I said Auburn needs a win. Auburn needs a win in the Sugar Bowl. And they need to get the season over.
All right, let's move to the next team. We can come back and get Auburn because that at the end of the day, it's an exhibition game, man. Exhibition. You know, McCaffrey's not playing in this game. What does that tell you? It's an exhibition game, man. Fournette's not playing in the game. He don't care nothing about it, man. It's an exhibition game. So you want Auburn to do their best in the exhibition game. This game is not about playoffs.
Hold Petway out so he can get rid of
him.
He got
with his $10 legs, man. We need him next year, man. We need him next year. why put him out there right now? You're talking about exhibition game. Sugar Bowl. Man, you
practice.
Come on, man.
Practice. We talking about practice.
It is.
All right, let's just move on, man. Let's talk about the
Alabama.
Little elephant. Alabama. So,
what do they want?
I started out saying, y'all quiet.
They
want
to win.
Hell, I couldn't keep you quiet. I couldn't keep y'all quiet on nothing. Go ahead.
What they want for Christmas is nothing. Santa Claus, keep bringing what you're bringing because they good. What else could you want from Alabama right now? The only issues they have upcoming is who will we start at quarterback next year? We got a Heisman candidate and another Heisman candidate coming in at quarterback. Our running backs will be full strength next year. The offensive line is already jailed. The defense is going to be better. Our only weakness I see is maybe kicker or something. I don't know. What's the kicker looking like next year, Billy?
That's what I want for freaking Christmas. I've been wanting one for the last 4 years.
A kicker.
A kicker.
Hey, I tell you what you do. Go 2 points every time. We two bunker birds. The hell with kicking.
No.
The defense so good,
you,
don't even punt it.
I tell you,
just go for fourth down every time.
I tell you what you do. You tell Carson to transfer. That's what you do.
Carson who?
Oh, my God.
You're talking about Daniel Auburn kicker.
You mean the guy that's going to the league? How was he going to transfer from the NFL?
He's not going. He hasn't made a decision yet. In fact. All the reports
on,
that I've
man.
Read says that he's going to stay.
No, not a kicker. He's going to stay.
Man, that's the best kicker in the universe, even though he didn't win.
He is
the best kicker in the universe.
He is. Only field goals he missed was against us. That's it. All year.
Who are you referring to when you say us?
The only field goals he missed was the last game.
Against
how
who?
About that? I'm going to say biased against Alabama.
Against Alabama. Okay. Well, you can never be biased because, you know, you got on Alabama draws right now, man, so you can never be biased.
That ain't got nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't know. I think Bama should be asking for 2 wins in these college football playoffs. That's me personally. But as of next year,
I
can't turn it down. I'm not sure what Bama wants for Christmas, but I know what Steve Sarkisian wants for Christmas.
A drink.
Meet me at Hooters.
Pull it up. You know,
as an open invitation.
I got to go back. I hate to backtrack, but Auburn also needs a great secondary coach for Christmas. They need to make a home run hire because they lost their secondary coach to Wesley McGriff. And we forgot about Ole Miss, but everybody know what Ole Miss wants for Christmas. Ole Miss just doesn't matter.
Did we talk about Mississippi State?
Yeah, he just skipped over there, man. I ain't going to let you do it.
to get up off that campus. That's what Ole Miss wants. Ole Miss wants the NCAA to leave. Leave them alone. That's what Ole Miss wants for Texas.
Hey, I think that kid, Charles Patterson, is going to be – I think that kid Patterson is going to be a lot of trouble for a lot of teams in the SEC.
Oh, right? Most definitely. Yeah, nobody's ready for that. Nobody's ready for that.
I think you may
nobody's
be right, Billy. I do. I think you may be right. That's if Hugh Freeze hangs around after they drop those NCAA –
Hey, you know what? You're the only person in media that's thinking Hugh Freeze is leaving. You're the only person I ever read or heard
mm-hmm.
say he was leaving. You not only said he
yeah.
was leaving, you even said where he was going.
Yeah.
That's
I stand by that. Until it doesn't happen, I stand by it.
Coach
I don't know,
Boyd,
man. We got a couple of
them.
Let's see who calling in.
Coach Boyd.
We got a caller.
Coach Boyd, I don't know if he's listening to the show, but he
Let's
kind
see,
of
we got a caller right here, guys.
He said he want to do it.
I'm about to bring
on
a caller.
The caller. Bring a caller.
All right,
man.
What's up, caller? Welcome to the show. What's up, caller? Welcome to the show. Who do we have? Caller.
What? Hey. Hello.
Hello, caller. Hey.
What's that number? I call him back.
334-737. I'm going to call his number on air. That might get ugly.
Right.
I don't want nobody calling.
Exactly.
I know who that is, I think.
All right. Well, we gave him a shot. I'm going to call back, caller, whenever you want to tell us about ourselves. All right, let's hit a few topics that we kind of hit on and missed a little bit. One of those topics. First of all, I want to go through some coaching changes. Y'all mind? I'll give a quick coaching wrap up, and you guys can comment on the coaching changes. Okay, we had Auburn's Wesley McGriff to leave Auburn and go to Ole Miss as defensive coordinator. He was Auburn's secondary coach.
Lane Kiffin
has made an he's taking a job at Florida Atlantic and LSU. They hired the offensive coordinator from Pittsburgh, who was pretty doggone good this year. Believe it or not, but the offensive coordinator of Pittsburgh last year, Pittsburgh led ACC in scoring. They led the ACC in scoring, Pittsburgh. So that's with the presence of Louisville, Clemson, and Florida State. So that's pretty impressive if you ask me.
They didn't play all three of them,
but I'm just saying they led the ACC in scoring. That's pretty impressive.
Watch the switchboard. He's supposed to be calling back. I just got a text.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Welcome to the show, caller. Who do we have?
Yeah, Chalk.
What's up, Chalk?
Who do we have?
Chalk.
How you doing, Chalk?
C-A-A-L-K.
Yeah,
no,
I'm doing
man.
Fine.
Talk.
How y'all guys doing?
We doing pretty
hey,
good.
Look,
talk.
I have a proposition for y'all, and I want to submit it to you and just see what y'all think about this. Since y'all was talking about Auburn, and I'm, you know, really basically I'm fed up with Gus Malzahn. But
me too.
Me too.
This is what I want to present to y'all. We're gonna go all the way back to the Gene Chizik days. Okay.
All right.
Now this is my thinking. Gus Malzahn cannot develop quarterback. When I mean develop, I mean getting somebody in from the start to the finish. Not no transfer in, none of that. And this is supposed to be his calling card, right? Now, we're going to go all the way back to the Gene Chizik days. When he first came in 2008 or 9, whichever one it was, his first year. All right,
mm-hmm.
He comes into the situation. He got Chris Todd there, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, he went 8-5. He did okay. It was an okay season because Auburn's expectations weren't that high at the time. All right, and then next year. So it had to be 2009. So the next year he get Cam Newton. He's cracked gold, right?
Right.
So he goes on to win the national championship. All right. In the meantime, he recruited Cody Burns that year, which he didn't develop. This guy was a four-star athlete coming out of high school. Everybody wanted to sign him.
That's
then
right.
You get
Cody Burns. Auburn actually chose Cody Burns over Cam Newton initially.
Exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second these are players that he picking himself. He ain't picking. And then he goes on, he get Kyle Frazier.
And then as a backup,
he signed Jonathan Wallace. I just named you three quarterbacks that was up under Gus Malzahn tutelage. And what has happened to them? And not to mention the days at Arkansas with Mitch Mustang.
You know what?
I can name three more. I don't think you'll find a person in the country who will argue with you about saying that Gus Malzahn has not developed a quarterback. He has not.
Right.
However, here's the question I pose to you. This is the question I pose to you. Let's say if this kid, Jared Stidman, comes in, and he actually catches fire. Auburn has a great dream season. Does the Auburn staff keep Gus Malzahn on board knowing that he can't develop quarterbacks? Or do they just wait for him to get a JUCO quarterback?
This is what I want for Christmas. Since y'all talking about what I want for Christmas. I want them to fire Gus Malzahn and let him get his ass out of Mobile. Now, and this is the reason why. If you keep Gus there, he's gonna destroy the program. We gradually keep falling behind every year. The likes of Ole Miss, the likes of Mississippi State, them programs have caught up with Auburn, man.
I agree.
And if we keep Gus over there, it's gonna continue to happen. I don't even know what the love affair with Gus Malzahn. Really, I mean, I know they feel like he the one took them to the national championship, but man, that was Gene Chizik program. Those were Gene Chizik recruits. Those players were there before Gus there. There's no doubt he can come in and he can coach players. But if he got to develop them, I just don't see the program progressing, man.
It sounds like I'm talking, man. It sounds like me talking.
It really does. I agree with some of your points. I strongly agree with some of your points. I do.
I said the same thing, that he couldn't develop quarterbacks and everybody he had came in from a different place. I got rid of you.
I mean, who in the country had to
ridicule
that?
You? Nobody said
that. And there's another thing I wanted to propose to y'all guys. All right. Gus supposed to be this offensive guru, right?
Didn't nobody say that? Oh, I know I didn't say it. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
We can't even get a top-notch dual threat quarterback to commit to him. He got this guy Stenham, who was basically handed to him from Art Browse, his friend.
We paid for him. So what happened to Noel Narcisse? Why can't we get him?
He committed
he
to
didn't
LSU
go to Auburn.
Again today.
He committed to LSU today. Once Jared Stidman committed, he decided he didn't want to go play backup.
Who?
Lowell Narcisse.
No, he committed today to LSU.
Because he didn't want to play behind Stidman is what he's saying.
I guess so. But if he was going to redshirt, this was his thing. He could have just stayed there for a year.
You got to do a quick quarterback.
If he was confident in his ability, I mean, who's say? You know, they keep hollering Stenham, but Stenham got to beat out Woody Bear. He got to beat out Sean White.
Hold on, Bonzo.
Let Billy go ahead.
You got two junior college national players of the year that transferred back to back. That was the quarterback of their junior college, and they were national players of the year. Both dual threats.
Who?
JF3?
Jeff Fleury was National Player of the Year as a backup?
Yeah.
I disagree.
No.
I'm talking about your backup now.
As a quarterback, he wasn't even nowhere. Didn't nobody really want to sign JF3, man. He was an afterthought for Auburn.
And then you had Jason Smith. Both of them was National Players of the Year, junior college. Number one player of the year.
I know Jason Smith was.
Jason Smith, exactly.
And last chance university was, too, I thought.
Okay. But I'm gonna pose this question to you. And I'm just playing devil's advocate. Okay.
No, that's me. That's me with heart.
Before?
You be the fan. I'm the devil's advocate.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bozo.
Come on with it.
Okay. Before the injury, how would you grade Sean White?
I think Sean White was playing really well. Now,
before
his decision-making was really good. And look, I know you're going to say, well, he's been with Gus since high school. But you got to remember now, Sean has been into all types of camps. He won the Elite Eleven camp with Trent Dilfer for accuracy. Mm-hmm. So he was somewhat developed. Now, once he got in, there has not been any more progress. He's at a standstill.
The guy can't throw over 20 yards accurately, though. I mean, he held up within 20 yards. But how many long balls have you seen him throw since he's been on the team, Bonzo?
I'm going to bring something interesting in. I want to bring something interesting to you guys. And just think about it. You know, and as I say, Gus Malzahn has not developed a quarterback better than Sean White. Sean White has been his best quarterback, you know, that he's dealt with from day one. From day one. However,
one thing happened
that a lot of people forget about. A lot of Auburn fans forget about.
From high school?
He's had Sean White since high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, like he came to Auburn as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
He came to Auburn as a freshman. That's what I'm saying. But this is what I'm talking about. I'm gonna bring something to Auburn fans' memory. Well, heavy Auburn fans. In 2015 signing class, Auburn went. Excuse my French about offending everybody, anyone, but they went balls to the wall for Lamar Jackson.
Stop right there.
They went all the way in for Lamar Jackson. They really banked heavy on, you know, getting Lamar Jackson to recruit and also Torrance Gibson. So they went so far trying to get one of those guys to actually commit that they actually didn't even have a quarterback to sign with that class. No quarterback. They didn't get a quarterback to sign.
I don't know where you're getting your information from, but they didn't even offer Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, they did.
Now, you wrong.
He wanted
you wrong. Auburn went after Lamar Jackson, and they went after Torrance Gibson. That was 1A and 1B. And they didn't
sign.
I'll tell you who they signed.
Lamar said himself. They signed Jason Smith. They didn't offer Lamar Jackson.
He wanted to go to Auburn.
He wanted an offer from Auburn, but he never got it.
Exactly.
This is the first time I heard of Torrance Kidd. Who you talking about now?
Well, hey man, you might need to look a little harder, man.
I'm saying, who you talking about? Where you from?
Okay. Torrance Gibson?
Gibson.
Where's he from?
Where you from? Where he went to school?
He just transferred from Ohio State to Mississippi Gulf Coast College. He just transferred.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I hadn't heard anything about him.
Hey, Bonzo, I told you a few weeks back on one of the shows that Lamar Jackson wanted to go to Auburn.
He
wanted to go to Auburn. But that's another thing. Somebody else committed or something, and he went on to Louisville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They wanted I think it was either the boy from no, so he wouldn't have came out with Clemson quarterback. It was somebody else that they wanted really bad that they didn't get. But if Lamar Jackson would have came to Auburn.
Now, I just read this. I'm sorry. Three-star quarterback Lamar Jackson got Auburn offer he's been waiting for. So
okay, well, I
know I didn't make that up. I remember that.
I know he wanted to go to Auburn.
Mm.
No,
but look, even with that said, though, all right, the way Lamar Jackson had to be developed, do you think he would have been developed at this point now? Do you think he would be the Lamar Jackson he is right now?
I'm not saying that he would have. What I was bringing to your attention is, you know, that Auburn actually missed signing a quarterback in a class. They missed it.
Auburn missed signing a lot of players with Gus Malzahn.
Auburn has been in the top 10 in recruiting for the last 6 years in a row. Only two other programs can say that: Florida State and Alabama.
Yeah, what is it? Where is it on the field though?
I'm not arguing player development.
Auburn is a program that sells itself. It recruits itself. It got the facilities. You got the tradition. It recruits itself.
That's everybody in the SEC, though. Everybody in the SEC got facilities now. And you know, you want to know why? It's all the bowl appearances that all the teams go to.
Well, all right, guys, I'm going to let y'all go. I just wanted to pose that to y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Okay. Okay.
All right, man. Appreciate
it. All right,
fellas. Dang, I didn't want him to go nowhere. I like that Auburn fan.
Yeah, I mean,
he probably agrees with what you said, but to say Auburn didn't offer Lamar Jackson. Let me say something to Billy right quick. Hold on, I'm offended, Billy. I mean, I'm not biased. I'm an Auburn guy.
Here you are.
Okay, sure. All right. I'm back with you now. I'm back with you. My feelings. I'm emotional tonight. I can't handle it. It's Christmas time, man. It's emotions are high.
Well, guys, this show has been a blur. We only got 5 minutes left, believe it or not.
What you talking about, 20 minute show? What the hell?
No, we've been on for 55 minutes. It was an hour show tonight. We normally do a 90 minute show, bro. Well, I tell you what, in five minutes we'll just do a show extension. We'll get back on. I guess you guys got some more on your chest, which is fine. Which is fine.
I got
with
some
me.
Anna, man. Like they said,
so
I got some anna on my chest, man. I got some anna.
So
animosity.
So we're about to do a small break. We're about to do a small break, SEC fan. And we'll see you guys back in five.
Hey, get some of those folks in Mobile to call in, Billy. Get your folks in. I need to talk to some of them dudes in Mobile. Hit us up, man. Hit us up.
10-4. All right, fellas. 5 minute break.